This is the City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM and 92.5 FM. Southern Colorado's answer to all your real estate and local lifestyle questions. Now here's your host, Deborah Elliott Schultz.
Hello, my friends. Welcome to the City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show. I'm Deborah Elliott Schultz, your host and realtor. My show is brought to you by our friends at American Liberty Mortgage and the preferred provider list here at City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle. So, school has started. Have you noticed in the last 5 years or so that I've noticed so many different schools popping up? Most are charter schools specializing in one thing or another. The following ones I've seen, which I just thought was kind of interesting. I've seen military type schools, and one that focuses also on science, and then one focusing on performing arts. You know, there's just so many of them. And, you know, I've often wondered, wow, if that was available when I was a kid, what would I have geared myself to? But being that I was a military kid, I ended up in DOD schools, the Department of Defense schools. So, you know, it was just a regular school, but, you know, we're all military brats and we all had something in common, which was we were military brats. So I just find it fascinating that our city has so many different charter schools. And when I talk to people about, you know, what school they go to, they mention one. Well, typically it's a charter school I've never heard of. If it's a regular conventional type of school, then I'm more than likely I've heard of it. But, you know, even with all these charter schools and public schools, I keep on hearing that kids are still falling through the cracks and they're not being able to perform in a regular classroom, mainstream, or even a charter school classroom. You know, it happens. And there's so many kids that, you know, are kind of like left behind. They fall through the cracks. Now, how do I know this? Because I have friends whose grandkids, this has happened to them. You know, some of them might have special needs that requires more of a one-on-one. And, you know, if they get that one-on-one, a lot of times are labeled. I have a granddaughter who has special needs and has extra attention. And even in third grade, they're already labeled. And it can be quite embarrassing, and it can make kids very, very emotional. So what is a parent to do? What is available besides the regular classroom structure, charter school structure, for these kids that are still falling through the cracks? Now, I'm not going to blame the school entirely, because sometimes kids don't want the teacher to know that they can't understand something, even though the teacher, in my opinion, should be able to focus on a child and understand that they need help. They need that special attention. And maybe some school districts are more blessed with teachers that have had training for special needs children. And, you know, these can be kids in regular classes, but they still might need, you know, special help in reading or math or whatever it may be. But if your kid has fallen through the cracks and you're so darn frustrated, what is a person to do? Well, I've got somebody that might be able to help you. I have Rachel Widgren. She's from Kashami Academy with me. Hello, Rachel.
Hello, Deborah.
Hey, so you are not in the studio with me today. We are doing a call-in, and that's because It's Saturday, and you still work on Saturday. You tutor kids besides your regular students at Kashami Academy. So let's talk about your background first, then we're going to get into your school and what you have to offer the public. So what's your background?
Well, I did get a master in education, so I have been a teacher and a substitute for, oh my gosh, about 15 years now. I've been a tutor since I was in early high school, so teaching has been my life.
Wow.
My son is autistic and my daughter is ADD, so I learned the hard way about these special needs.
And so because of that, that's where your interest lays. Is that correct?
It is. It is. I always wanted to teach in a public school classroom. That was my dream since I was in kindergarten. So I got my teaching certificate. I'm authorized to teach elementary education, social studies. I'm a special ed generalist, and I can teach ESL. And then I went and got my master's of education, and I love children. But when I got into the public school system, I realized I couldn't meet them exactly where they were and felt like I was not actually teaching them. And that just broke my heart.
So you felt restricted?
Very restricted.
Why is that?
Well, when I was teaching ESL, I wasn't allowed to use their language to help them understand. When I was teaching special education, I was supposed to stick to the IEP. And so when the child showed interest in, say, economics or higher mathematics or had questions about life, I was not supposed to start teaching them what they wanted to know. I had to stick to what was on the IEP or what the standard said his grade level was restricted to.
So you couldn't step out of the circle?
No.
Mm. That made it a little difficult, I'm sure.
That broke my heart.
I bet. So what did you do?
I started my own. I decided that without the restrictions of administration telling me what to do and what I can't do, that maybe I could reach the kids exactly where they are and help them grow.
And that's how you started Kashami Academy.
That is how I started Kashami Academy.
So what services do you offer and at what age do you teach and tutor?
My youngest student for the preschool program was 3 years old last year. I currently do not have any. My preschool kindergarten program is only 2 hours a day because kids that age should be learning in the real world by playing in the park and asking a million questions.
Right. Got it. Mm-hmm.
Higher level kindergarten through 12th grade, I teach here. My high schoolers, who I have prepared to the point where they are ready, will be co-enrolled in Pikes Peak Community College.
Wow. And so, what are your class hours typically?
9 to 2 is the actual instruction time. After 2, we have homework time. And in the future, I am hoping to have specific tutoring groups and classes, maybe rehabilitation and other therapies coming to the school to work with my students who are mostly autistic or ADHD.
Wow, that would be very cool, wouldn't it? Having these specialties come to school.
So. Yeah. Parents are always running around from one therapy to another, and I would love to be able to offer a one-stop shop.
Wow.
Hopefully soon.
Yeah, have an occupational therapy right there. That way. And I'm saying that because of my granddaughter, what she goes through. What's good, what's good for her. So your passion is with, I'm just going to throw it, the term special needs. You know, you and I have talked about autistic children and how smart they are. It's just, they just focus on one thing and it just blows your mind. Like my granddaughter is so intuitive when it comes to the environment. That's her thing. And she can just tell me everything about the environment and everything that she's going to do, of course, along with animals. She has a passion for animals. So where she lacks in reading and math, she goes the other way to, the environment and the sciences. And she has a microscope. And it just, it just blows my mind, what she knows all about paramecium and amoebas and, it goes on and on. But she needs special help. And, of course, they live in a different state or she'd definitely be your student. Absolutely no doubt there. So when you receive a student, do you do any testing to see where they're at or how do you find out what their needs are?
That's exactly what I do. I start with testing that is geared to find where their actual gaps are in their education and what grade level approximately they are. So currently I have one student who is 15 years old. When he came to me last year, he was first grade writing, he was fourth grade math, he was 12th grade spelling, and he was fifth grade reading.
Mm.
And so we teach exactly where they are.
Oh, that makes
sense. So now his writing is up to about sixth grade and his reading is at ninth grade. So it doesn't all balance out because not one child anywhere in the world is fourth grade straight across the books.
And that's even with children without learning disabilities. So you're saying that no child is...
Correct.
Okay, got it.
Yes.
I've never thought of it that way.
They segregate them by ages and push them forward. So the student that I had was pushed forward again. He was supposed to be in eighth grade due to his age, but his academics weren't there. His parents were trying to hold him back, but the school system said he was too old, so they had to shove him forward anyway.
My goodness. Wow. Huh. Nothing like cramming things down kids' throats, right? Wow.
Right.
So even mainstream. What I love about your school is that I'm going to tell people, it's not plush, okay? It's not. But let me tell you something, it's real. It's comfy. They can sit where they want to. They're going to feel at home.
We have differentiated seating.
It's real.
We have muscle things. We have yoga balls. We have a treadmill, trampolines, an elliptical, and they're allowed to go and do what their body needs them to do.
Fantastic.
It is also a multi-age classroom, so they get to help each other. When one person understands a concept, then they start teaching
they can share
it. That way the kids are getting different perspectives on how to solve problems.
Hey, we're going to take a short break and hear from our great sponsors. When we get back, Rachel and I, we're going to continue to talk about what she does to assist students that need that extra assistance to be successful in school. Be sure and check out our website, cityofcs.com, or give me a call, Deborah Elliott-Schultz at 719-641-1357. Come on back, listen and learn. Is this a year for changes for you? Hi, this is Deborah Elliott-Schultz with City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle. If your 2019 changes include buying real estate, let us assist you. We have a long history of working with all buyers, from first-time home buyers to investors. Plus, we give back 25% of our commission to go towards your closing costs or lower your interest rate. Thinking of selling? Don't forget, we're the original flat listing fee experts in the area. Give us a call at 719-641-1357. That's 719-641-1357.
Financing a new home can be a daunting process for the buyer. However, there can be exceptions. Let me, Ryan Herbig with American Liberty Mortgage, be your exception. Let me assist you with all of your home financing needs. I give you my word that I will be there from the start of your loan to the day of closing and will do everything in my power to make it a smooth process. We also offer refinance loans and reverse home mortgages. We are the City of CS Show preferred lender. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 719-659-0043. That's 719-659-0043.
Welcome back. Here's your host, Deborah Elliott-Schultz.
Welcome back to the City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show. I'm Deborah Elliott-Schultz, and I've been talking to Rachel Ridgren. She is the owner of Kashami Academy. She's also the teacher there. And it's a very different school that caters to those needing extra help, maybe like a one-on-one sort of thing. So Rachel, in the previous segment, we were talking about how you work with special needs and autistic children and mm-hmm. how you get them as you get them. And that's you start working on their level where they're at and you go from there. And so what makes your school different than, say, a public school that offers special education classes?
Well, we don't call it special education, for one.
Okay.
And we have one student who's very thankful for that.
Okay.
They're not ever pulled out of a class, so they always get all the information that they need. I am currently a 1-on-4, and I hope never to be more than a 1-on-10.
Mm-hmm.
By the time I have my 6 students, I'll be hiring my second teacher.
Mm-hmm.
The reason to keep the numbers low is because sometimes you have to talk to them. Sometimes they need extra help.
Right.
Special needs means we have meltdowns. When we have a meltdown or a frustration problem, we wait until it's over, and then we stop and we all talk about it, because we can all notice things about each other, so we can help each other find our triggers. We can help each other figure out how do we best calm down, and just giving us better tools for dealing with life.
Got it.
I think that's the biggest difference my mm-hmm. school is. And we teach grade level material, their grade level, the grade level that
their grade level. Right.
So my student who's all over the place, when he is doing writing, he's only expected to do writing that is the next step up from where he is. So if he tested at first grade writing, then I am pushing him to get some second grade skills. But he's at 12th grade spelling. So when it comes to spelling, those are the words he's got. And when
wow.
it comes to reading, he's reading a 9th grade text. So we are all over the board because we're teaching them where they are so that they can grow.
That's pretty phenomenal. That's awesome. So how do you guide the parents to be involved with what you're doing?
Well, they have to bring them to school because we have no bus system.
Mm-hmm.
So I can talk to the parents every morning, every afternoon. If anything comes up, they're invited to stay. If they want to stay, they can join in on the programs if they want to. They're always invited on our field trips, and we try to have one at least every unit. They're just a text away day and night. So we collaborate on their meltdowns and their emotional states so that we can both be working on the same thing.
The parents are typically pretty involved then, because your communication with them is every day.
Well, they should be. It's their child.
Right. Well, you don't get that in regular school, I can tell you that much. Not mainstream school.
I know.
You have to make an appointment to see the teacher.
Yes, and they weren't allowed in the classroom without background checks. And the parents only talk to them at parent-teacher conference or when their child is bad and they get called in.
But there you go.
These children need to be taught that they are worth something, that they can do what they want to do. They're not just special ed. They're not stuck at a fast food restaurant for the rest of their lives. They can dream when they come to this school.
And I know you prepare them for college. You helped my friend's daughter. She was getting prepped to go to college, and she lacked, I think it was in math. And you were able
correct.
To help her with her entry exam. Is that correct?
Yes.
And she's doing quite well. So that's neat. And I imagine you probably would even help with, well, she's, I think she's 18 or 19.
Yeah, I tutor all ages. I've had older kids who are trying to get into the military, and I have older adults who want to learn to read. I have adults who have had TBIs or are just figuring out that they're lacking in some kind of skills due to a diagnosis they didn't have. So I'm open to tutoring everybody, but it takes an interview and some testing, and then I'll let you know if I can help you or not. You don't need to waste your money.
And sometimes it takes years and years before a person actually realizes that they have a learning disability.
Correct.
And that would have been me. That is me.
And then something comes up in life where they have a goal, and that goal means that they need to learn.
Yeah, right. Yep. So, you know, my show, I've been on the air now 6 years, and it dawned on me, and I went and talked to somebody about it. I'm dyslexic. And I didn't even really realize it. I thought it's just because I'm just like Speedy Gonzalez constantly, you know, running around in circles, this and that. But no, I'm dyslexic. And I thought that explained so much. And, you know, I've pretty much embraced it now, and I just work through it, you know, and, you know, at my age, you know, well, do you want to get help? You know what? I just work through it. But for children, I can see where, you know, they probably should be diagnosed and, you know, and given the help that they need so they can be successful in life. Obviously, it hasn't stunted me in life, but I've always wondered. And I had one client ask me, Debbie, you know, I think you're just a dyslexic. And I looked at him, I said, James, yes, I am. He goes, you are? Like, yes, I am. He goes, oh, that explains it. I said, but you know what? I said, I'm pretty darn successful in doing what you need me to do with your real estate business, right? Yeah, absolutely. So yes, I see your point. You can definitely work through it and become a productive adult. Absolutely, no doubt there. Is there any criteria for any student to go to your school? Because some kids, they drop out of school because they're so frustrated. Then if they were to go to you, again, you just pick up the pieces, so to speak, and you just start where they need to begin. Is that correct? Even if they haven't been in school for a long time.
That is correct.
So I imagine you've had some kids drop out from high school that you've seen.
Yeah, I call it public school trauma.
That's perfect. That. Absolutely. And we know that every student doesn't have that public school trauma. We know that. We're not labeling public school, but for a lot of kids, it has been very traumatic because they haven't received the help that they need. And again, you know, a lot of it has to do with the embarrassment. They don't want to admit that they need help. You know, as a kid, I didn't know that I needed help. I didn't. I just thought that this was how it is. And so I just go full steam ahead, which, you know, like I said, it hasn't hindered me, but it does a lot of people. So you can really start with anybody, wherever they're at in life, whether they've dropped out in school and they're an adult and they don't know how to read, but they want to learn how to read so they can maybe get, you know, a promotion in their job. You know, and like you said, not work fast food for the rest of their lives.
I'm willing to do that.
Okay. So how are your rates structured? I mean, is it hourly? Is it monthly? How do you do that?
Tutoring is hourly. That is $25 an hour. The school itself, which runs from 9 to, well, all these kids stay till 3. So 9 to 2 plus extra hours is $1,000 a month. Mm-hmm. And that can be paid monthly or weekly or annually, however they want to pay it.
However you want to set it up, that sort of thing.
Right.
An agreement.
And that breaks down to about $50 a day.
This is really reasonable. So, and you just mentioned something about field trips. Where do you go on your field trips?
Well, so far we've gone, our first unit of the year was paleontology. So we started out at fluorescent fossil beds, looking at the fossils and digging up fossils and having a lot of fun walking around and seeing what was going on up there. And then we ended at Garden of the Gods, checking out the rocks with the geology and everything that we had learned in class.
Wow. So you touched on a little bit of everything in your classroom then. That's
we
pretty
tried.
Neat. Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty neat. And I know that, and I'm just going to put a bug out there, and I hope this is okay with you. If you have an office that's in disarray, like my home office was, and you find paper, you find folders, you find envelopes, you find pens, you find whatever it may be, Rachel could take those off of your hands. Am I right, Rachel?
Yes. We love recycling paper. So if you have paper that we can use the backsides of, we go through it like crazy here. We draw, we write, we do rough drafts, we take notes, we scribble, and then we recycle it when we're done. So
there you go. So it's recycle. Well, I have to tell you, it's been a real treat talking to you, Rachel. And I'm hoping that people can give you a call and see what you can do for them. What is your contact information?
Well, my website is kishamiacademy.org, which is kishamiacademy.org. You can reach me through Facebook at same place, Kishami Academy. I have a phone that is mostly for text only. I have trouble hearing on the phone itself. And that phone number is 661-236-6116. If you text or leave a message, I can get back to you. But I do prefer email, which is kishamiacademy@gmail.com.
All right. And to my listeners, if you lose any of this information, don't hesitate to give me a call, 719-641-1357. That's 719-641-1357. Hey, we're going to let you get back to your students here on a Saturday that you're tutoring. And thank you so much for coming on the City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show, Rachel. I really appreciate it. And good luck to you and all your students. And I know that they're very blessed to have you. You take care, and I'll be in touch with you, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Hey, if any of you out there, if you watch America's Got Talent, you'd know that a guy by the name of Cody Lee, who is autistic and blind, won. He is a fantastic singer, and I've heard great things about him. He also plays the piano. So autistic and blind people can do great things, right? But you probably already knew that. You know, just like Rachel, I'm your advocate. She is an advocate for her students, and I'm an advocate for being a realtor, for being your realtor. Here at City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle, we're very, very unique. We offer a flat listing fee. And it's kind of funny. I have clients call me up and said, you know, I just Googled flat listing fee and you popped up, Debbie. Yes, we do. We offer a flat listing fee here in the Colorado Springs area. You know, I always tell buyers and sellers, always interview three realtors. Just make sure one of them is me, okay? It's very important. Why interview three? So you can make sure that you can mesh with them, but you also want to know their fees. Go to our website, cityofcs.com, and find out all about our flat listing fee. And if you're looking to buy a home, there is no other place to go than to go to our company, because we give 25% of our commission back as a rebate to our buyers to be applied toward your closing costs or the price of the home. Whichever you want to do, whatever your lender thinks you should do. So point being is that you always get back something from City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle. Also, we offer a professional photographer to take pictures for our listings, and we never, ever charge for an admin fee. I know it sounds too good to be true, right? Go to cityofcs.com, find out all about it, or give me a call, Deborah Elliott Schultz at 719-641-1357. That's 719-641-1357. Well, that's all I have for today, my friends. Hey, please remember, don't text and drive. And always remember, it's never too late to become the person you were meant to be.
The preceding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio. The City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show, Southern Colorado's answer to all your real estate and local lifestyle questions with Deborah Elliott Schultz.
Please join me this week when I tell you what you need to do in order to sell your home in the fall and what's an absolute must in order to sell your home before winter comes. Please tune in, listen, and learn.
Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM.